Remember that Earth's crust is flexible to a certain degree. We can add weight or mass to it, and the crust will subside. We can remove mass, such as melting a continental glacier, and the crust will rebound upwards. In the case of the western portion of the Florida platform, it has and still is undergoing subsidence due to thermal cooling and the added weight of water due to elevated sea level. Eventually, over a very long period of time, such as hundreds of millions of years, the subsidence stops as equilibrium is reached. Since we have killed off the ability of the seafloor to produce and accumulate sediment, and eventually rocks due to the flooding of anoxic waters, how fast can we subside the seafloor below the photic zone so the shallow water carbonate sediments can never form again?